Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Michael. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning, but good problem to have, so I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your business?
Yeah, I guess I know it goes up on the number one search from what I understand. But is there anything else? I mean, how long does it stay in that number one spot?
Consistently up there.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can not renew. Like, it's a month-to-month service. We can say, like, if you're getting really bad reviews or something, horrible happens, we could part ways with you, stop recommending you to the community, and basically tell you, keep your money, we're going a different direction.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So,
which is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, you still have to be, professional, and try to generate as good reviews as you can, even though you're paying us for the placement. We still want good quality up there.
Okay. And it's something, I was telling her, we don't currently have, we're in the process of getting a website put together. We don't have anything finalized yet, so I don't know, if it'd be better to wait until we have that up and running for people to actually search and see our company, based off and have a website, or if that matters having that right out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean,
what your thoughts are on.
I have guys on the first page that just didn't want a website at all, even though we offered to make them one, So we do offer the site. It's a package deal. We make sure that you have all the tools necessary to not only have that first page placement, but to be successful with it. So the website is included in a package. I want to show you those packages so you can see it's not just the first page placement that we do for your business. But yeah, I mean, the website, people get hung up on that a lot, and I understand that too. But there's having a nice website without a placement like this is kind of pointless, to be honest with you. Because the only people that are going to see it are the people you hand it to them on a business card, or you tell them to type out the domain name. Most people aren't doing that. They're usually just looking up the service. Best roofer or roofing contractors near me, siding near me, gutter installation near me, things like that. So the website is, I don't want to downplay it, but because we do build a really nice site, but I think not moving forward with the spot when we have the listing available, just to wait for a site would be a big mistake. Last time we had a listing available for roofing in this area, was a little over a year ago. So it's not like we can just sign you up for first page placement whenever. We have to have either discontinued with one of the businesses up there or had them relocate to another area in order for a spot to open up on the first page in the local map section. So have you heard of Wright Roofing and Siding?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the companies up there, and then there's Titan Roofing and Exteriors. So, we'd be putting DeWall in a pretty good category, pretty good group of trusted, contractors. I think you would agree.
Yeah. So, yep. So what would be the monthly cost?
I sent you a link to the pricing page. That way you could see it all rather than me just tell you. So if you go to your text messages, you'll see localsplash.com/pricing hyperlink.
Okay.
And you just click on that. It'll take you right to it. I could show you everything. It says, I found some listings online. It says you're veteran-owned?
Yes, my business partner is actually currently still active in the Guard.
Wow, okay. I love that.
So
I love
that.
Yeah.
He is, yep. So
I served, my brother served, my father served, my grandfather served.
There it is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's in Army Infantry.
Wow.
Is what he's in, and now he's in light infantry for the guard. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, my brother was infantry. It was 1st and 26th, so those guys were, my brother was probably the most BA at all. Well, no, my grandfather was Secret Service. He's chauffeured Eisenhower, so that's pretty cool. But as far as, like, deployments and doing crazy stuff, it was, my brother takes the cake. He was 1st Infantry, a Tomahawk. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan. Did a lot of crazy stuff over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I appreciate our guys in the service, and I'll definitely apply the veteran's discount if he's a part owner, you said, right, of the business?
Yes, yep. We're 50-50. We're partners.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, owns half the company.
Yeah, it'll make a huge difference on the pricing structure. I'll save you.
Just looking at, let's see. So it looks like the top tier is, scrolling through on my phone. Mm-hmm. You got $898 to get started and then $450 per month after.
Mm-hmm. So there's different packages and pricing structures, so it really just depends on the specific bells and whistles that your company needs. Tara asked me to jump on the line because there was some discounts that she wanted me to override. But we did roll out this program recently that you do, or at least it looks like you guys qualify for, from what I've been able to find. Have you seen the Google Guarantee guys at the very top before? They got, if you look up roofing in Urbandale?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. There's A-Plus Roofing and Siding, McCoy Roofing, and a company called Hendrickson Construction.
Oh, okay.
You see those? Yeah. So, you're eligible for this. I don't know how you like what you're doing now, with HomeAdvisor and their pay-per-lead system. I'm not a huge fan of that, because their leads aren't exclusive. The leads go to a couple other people, and they charge you for the leads even when you don't get the jobs. Google Guarantee's not like that. They don't charge you for leads that don't convert, and they, they're exclusive leads. They don't sell them to multiple people. It would just go directly to you. They actually talk to the customer, then hand it to you directly as a live call. So you're not calling them back, trying to gather the information. But there's extensive background screening on that. You know, it's a $250 application fee, and then you're going to want to set aside at least $500 a month, as a budget for leads. And if you don't spend that on the leads, it rolls over. So $500 can stretch, you know, a month, 2 months maybe. But that's just something I wanted to let you know about. What we were actually calling you about is Google Places, which is just under that. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map there. Like I was mentioning, Titan's there, Wright Roofing's there. We could always start with this too. It's a little more cost efficient, and then obviously, advance you into something later if you don't want to do pay per lead. But what I was thinking and what Tara asked me to do is she wanted me to put you on our platinum bundle. So if you scroll down, it says most popular. It's usually $5.99 monthly.
Yep.
Okay. What she's asking me to do is to reduce the cost on this, mainly because she said you're already doing HomeAdvisor's pay-per-lead, and it was going to come down to cost on whether you'll move forward with the opening that we have here. So I'll reduce it to $299, but you'll see in that's a 50% price reduction right there, so that's about $300 I'm saving you. But if you see in the fine print, there's usually a setup fee that goes towards, like, name, address, and phone number cleanup, the optimization of your landing page or website, you know, client interview. I can reduce that by $200 as part of that veteran's credit. So it would just be a one-time payment of $99. So normally at $898 value out the door and $599 monthly, I would drop it down to $398 for the first month and then $299 monthly. And that's with the website included. Okay? But in that, you're not just getting your first page placement on Google for 15 keywords. Right, you're getting first page placement on Bing for 15 keywords. They use the Google local section to recommend their top five on Bing. So 90% of searches on major search engines are done on Google. The other eight, there's 8% that are done on Bing, and there's 2% that are done on Yahoo. So we're covering about 98% of search engine searches. If we go past that, it's pretty big net. Like, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, I'm sure you'll do well with this. But aside from just that, you know, we're covering all your online bases. Like I mentioned, you got the website, you have Facebook ads, and then you have a popular directory submission in there, which we're building and hosting all of these profiles for you. It's things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta. There's about 60 of them. And we even cover you on Amazon Alexa voice search results. So pretty much everything that has to do with the company's online business profile is maintained by us as a Google partner. And that's just to make sure there's no discrepancies in any of the listings, so that way you can maintain your first page placement on Google.
Yep.
Make sense?
Okay.
So making sure that that's being hosted correctly and fitting all their guidelines and requirements to have that placement consistently, right? So you're covered for about a 50-mile radius. How you're listed, 1, 2, or 3, is actually going to be based on the location of the end user. We're just making sure that you're always seen in that top recommended section. So the good thing about this campaign is it's just $2.99. You're not getting charged per lead or click or call. I think the clients like that a lot more, especially guys that come from Home Advisor by Angie's. I think your partner would definitely appreciate that. The exclusivity, you know, and you're not limited, basically. So if you get 100 calls, it doesn't change your bill, right? Your bill stays the same each month. Now, just to kind of give you an idea on what to expect, in the last 30 days, the roofing keywords, I mean, obviously we're going to be covering you for a lot more than just roofing, right? The siding and gutters will be covered as well. But just the roofing keywords had 1,812 searches within that 50-mile radius in the last 30 days, according to the Google Analytics. So I'm not saying you guys are going to get 1,812 phone calls, okay? Realistic expectation is really important, especially with a month-to-month service like this. I don't want to promise you the moon and the stars, and you only get the mountaintop. it's, you know, even if you guys are only able to get 1% of that business, because you got to remember you're starting out with minimal reviews and things like that. There's a lot that we still have to build on as we go. You know, even if you're getting 1%, though, that's like 18. So, I mean, it's a big difference, you know. So the big difference going from all those people not seeing you to them seeing you every time they do the search. And then the long-term branding effects kind of compound it. You know, it's definitely profitable. You know, if you guys can do well with Home Advisor by Angie's, I'm sure you do well with this. Because if you scroll down underneath those guys on the first page, like where we're talking about listing you, three spots down, there's Angie's and there's Home Advisor. And you guys are on both of those directories. And they both say 10 best. Well, one says 10 best. The other one says 15 best roofers in Urbandale. So basically what's happening is they're putting themselves on Google. They get a lead. They sell it to you for more than what they got it for. And they sell it to three or four other people. And they charge you whether you get the job or not. So you're going from being on somebody's directory that's putting themselves on Google to actually marketing yourself on Google directly as your own independent company. It's always a lot better that way when you don't have a middleman in there messing with your customers.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, if I could open those discounts. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, just to run over that one more time on what, with the discounts, it would be what it would be today and then each month thereafter.
Yeah, so for the Platinum package, it would be $398 out the door today, and then each month moving forward, it would go down to $299, and it would stay there for as long as you choose to use our services. We'll lock you in at that rate, and then we'll send that over to you in writing with your invoice receipt.
Okay.
You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It's month to month, but we do still put everything in black and white, especially because of the discounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. I think it'd be worth a shot to...
Yeah. You'll love it. Everybody uses Google, so it's kind of an essential service, I would think. You know, and if you don't already have somebody in-house that's marketing for you, that's even more of a benefit, because we have the Local Splash app that you could download to your phone and allows you to basically pipeline the lead. So, like, let's say you guys got a roofing job and you're hung up on it for, you know, a week. It'll still pipeline the calls. Like, it'll save, you could forward it to voicemail or set it to forward to voicemail, and it'll save, like, their name, their number, what keyword term they looked up, you know, and then obviously you guys can go digging through that when you're available. So those will stack up on you. Meanwhile, you'll still be getting live calls. So definitely a benefit to you guys long term. You should make sure you always have some kind of work or some kind of leads towards work at all times.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I would say I'd be good with giving it a try.
Okay. So I have to create your Google business profile, and I'm going to submit it to Google so that way you guys get the placement. So I just want to verify some information. When they receive it, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own your company. So even if you leave us like 6 months from now, your Google business profile still exists, and all your reviews will still be there. Website, they could still go look at that stuff. You just will stop ranking if you stop using our service. But okay. What's the street address that I could send that PIN verification letter to?
It'd be 4001 69th Street.
Okay.
Urbandale.
Yep, 50322?
Yes.
Okay. It takes usually about 5 to 7 days to receive that PIN verification letter in the mail. Okay. Between now and then, we're going to do a client interview just to get everything customized. So they'll go over like the keywords with you, the service area, make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then we'll also get your website built prior to that. So that way when you receive it, we get that 5-digit number and we can just go ahead and go live with everything. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to, before I move forward, I want to make sure I send this over to you. I'm going to send you 2 text messages right now. One's my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. And then the other one's going to be an email address for you to send in a logo for your company if you have it. That way we could use for the website. And then any photos. You're in a very visual industry. So if you guys have some like before and after shots of work that you've done, I would like to build a portfolio on that site and make sure that that's ready and visible to the customer.
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent both of those to you. Did you get them?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Okay, perfect. John. All right. And then what's your last name, Michael?
DeWall.
Okay, just like the business name and the drills
yep.
I used to use growing up? Okay. All right. Okay, and then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing as well as the invoice receipt so you guys can use this as a write-off. It's considered a business expense.
Yeah, it's mdewall@dewallconstruction.com.
Okay, and that came back as valid. I'm going to send you a test email, though, regardless, so I can make sure you're not missing any important documentation. Okay. Can you receive emails on this phone number that we're on?
Yes.
Okay. I just sent you an email. It says test. Also has my contact information. Can you verify that you received that?
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
Yes. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Pretty simple, but I just want to make sure that goes through. I know the text messages go through because I sent a message there. But did you want to use this phone as the primary line of contact for the business?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So 515-336-0374?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then is DeWall Construction like incorporated or LLC by chance?
Well, it will be. We're in the process because we just formed a new partnership. It actually will be going to DeWall Construction LLC. So So we're actually changing that here next week to where we will be incorporated.
Okay. So do you want me to add INC to the end of this, or do you just want it to say DeWall Construction?
Can we change it after we become, because I just got to verify that everything's through.
Of course. Yeah. As long as you're not changing address, the phone number, the business name, website, email, all that stuff is changeable. The only thing that would cause a headache is if you moved, we would have to re-pin verify you over again.
Okay, yep, no, I won't be changing. But yeah, so let's just do DeWall Construction right now, and then once we get things over, we can add that in.
Okay, so let me go ahead and update DeWall Construction. Okay, perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business displayed?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I mean, we take calls pretty much all times.
I did see some listings you guys had online when I run a scan on your company. They say 7 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday 8 to 6.
Yeah.
You want to leave it like that? Okay.
Yep. Yeah. We basically take phone calls all the time. So
I could leave it as open availability if you want. You know, it would basically change all your online listings to that, though.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. That way they can call you whenever. There'll always be like a little green icon there. And then you guys can hash out when you'll go out there and knock the job out.
Yeah.
And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Don't currently have card set up. It's just cash and check right now.
Submit. Okay. So I got the business profile created. I'm submitting it now. Take the position off the board, so that's going to you guys. And then we need to schedule your client interview. Client interviews, they typically take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window, just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions at that time. What's your schedule look like today?
Today is kind of tough. I could do something maybe late afternoon.
Okay. I have 5 to 6 CT.
That would work.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to schedule this tentatively, obviously. If something pops up or changes, just let me know. I'm going to have it actually send you an automated message about 1 hour prior as a reminder. Let me know at that time if you can't make it, and then I could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, so that way we can get the domain name for your site purchase and start working on that. Okay. Let me just send this to your... You're going to get a calendar invitation to your phone here, or to your email.
And so how does that work? Because when I set up, like I set up our emails and stuff through GoDaddy, and mm-hmm. I did the domain name of DeWallConstruction.com.
Mm-hmm.
Can you utilize that at all, or do we have to do something completely different with you guys?
No, you could still use that. They shouldn't take away your email address if you stop using their website. Or if you already purchased like a domain name for that site, we could still even use that domain name. You just wouldn't have to pay them for hosting anymore, because we'll provide you with the hosting, and you won't have to pay anybody to do any kind of content or graphic design, which I think they usually just make you guys do it yourself. I don't think they actually help with that.
Yeah, they don't help with that. That's why it hasn't really gotten set up yet.
You have the login credentials for the website?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah, so I'll make sure we get that from you during the client interview this afternoon. And then if you can provide it. If not, you could always text it in or call in to me directly, and I can get it from you then. Once we have that, I'll have our graphic designers go in there and build the site, and then any photos or logo that you email over, we already have your email, or you could even text them over. We have your number on file, so we'll know it's you, and that'll automatically go to them, and they'll be able to upload them to the site and all the other directories. We actually create a Facebook business page for you, and they do a biweekly posting on that and run a Facebook ad. That's part of your campaign, too, so those photos would actually get dispatched to Yelp, to Facebook, to your website, and to your Google My Business profile all at the same time. So
okay.
a lot of big things going to happen really fast all at once. Okay. All right. And then PIN verification is sent. All right. So letter's on the way. Make sure when you get that in the mail that you call me or text in with it. You could email it to me, but there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I need from you. Okay. Make sure whoever's checking your mail doesn't mistake it for junk mail, because last thing I want to do is send that thing out again. I've had to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll make sure that, you know, like I've pushed their billing out and stuff, make sure they're not paying for that, but, you know. All right, so I got the business profile situated, and the client interview has been confirmed, so you should have the notification for that between 5 and 6 this afternoon. And then the last thing I got to do is secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle, how did you want to do that, Michael?
Can I just give you a card?
Yeah, we can. Is it a personal or a business card?
No, it's a business card.
Okay.
Well, I guess how many, or what's the easiest? How do you normally do it?
Well, usually they say if it's card, it's just they want it to be a business card. I mean, we could do personal, but then they make me ask if you're going to switch it into the future as, like, a consequence of using this. Because they want you, as a business owner, to have a business account in general, you know, just so. I mean, you've been in business since 2012. You probably know you could just share that with your CPA, and you don't got to run into any tax problems. Last thing you want to do is lose you as a customer after a year or two because you got tax problems.
It is a business account.
Okay.
For DeWall Construction.
Okay, so let me just update this. Michael DeWall, DeWall Construction. That's good. It's uniform. It matches, so that's totally acceptable. Is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
8910.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11 of 25.
Okay, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
692.
692. Okay, and then before I can legally authorize the transaction and secure the position for DeWall Construction, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. Okay, this is going to outline the service agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with the invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this voice verification, if I say something that you do not understand or you don't agree with, you stop me and just say, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your company today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
DeWall Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael DeWall, part owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours is considered a reasonable period of time if you're wondering. And then it says here, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose, or basically let us know about, any additional forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're currently doing with all the online listings, but everything has to be uniform, right? Name, address, phone number all has to match up on all online listings. Otherwise, Google will ask us to go in there and fix it. It's part of like the AI's requirement when you have online business profiles. You can't have two businesses with the same address, phone number, or anything like that. So everything has to be uniform. So we're not telling you that you have to cancel anything that you're currently using. Just give me a heads up if you're going to add something, which I don't think you should need. I honestly set you up with a pretty good package that should cover all your bases. But we just want to make sure that you're not paying for anything that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings, creating any online discrepancies. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You are paying 1 month at a time. It says your first month's payment will be non-refundable due to the discounts, and it will be charged today for the initial term and account set up in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 25th day, but it'll remain in the discounted pricing structure of $299 moving forward. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask that you contact us before the next billing being due if you are going to discontinue. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. It says, upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome email and a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. Also have a 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use your account dashboard and tracking system. So that's going to be pretty useful. What I want to do, just so that your partner's involved in this and he has access to that too, I want to make sure that you have login credentials for both of you. What's his first and last name, Michael? I didn't have him on file here.
Sean, S-E-A-N.
Okay.
Peterson.
P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N. Okay, and his primary phone number?
Is...
Okay. 651-448-1996. Okay. We're not going to bug him with this stuff. It's always going to go through you, but we put him on file in case he ever calls inbound. Okay. If he wants to make changes, he is authorized to technically since he is a co-owner. Okay. I've also applied that veteran's discount on his behalf.
Okay.
Okay. You should be getting a series of text messages. Let me know when they come through. We're looking for one that'll say, Michael, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, just got that.
Okay, there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Okay. So again, not a contract, but I want to make sure I send you everything in black and white that's outlining you're getting all the products and features in that Platinum Package Bundle for that discounted pricing. And then, of course, it'll have, like, the billing date and the cancellation policy in there. Towards the bottom, there's a box you have to check to authorize that it was you that made this purchase today, not somebody pretending to be you. So your authorized user on the card. And at the very bottom, it'll ask you to sign your first and last name that appears above. Okay. And you always spell your last name like that, right? The same as the business name. It's capital D, lowercase e, capital W.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I figured. Just like the drills. I've seen that plenty of times growing up. Practically lived with one of those things in my hand. Okay. So there's also a security question. This is important for you and for Sean. They're going to ask you a security question anytime that someone calls in regarding your account or if we call you about your account just to verify that it's us. You have three choices for the security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it can be your first pet's name. Which one of those works best for you?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name?
That'd be Collins. C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Okay. I-N-S?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. One of my best friends growing up, we enlisted together. His name's Cameron Collins. So I'm familiar with that one.
And then when I clicked on accept, it took me to username and password.
Oh, yeah. So that's the PC version. You're going to want the app. The app's a lot more convenient to download. Right now, I wouldn't stress on that because you don't even have the username and password yet. They're going to send that to you at the end of your client interview this afternoon with the YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So
okay.
I don't really worry about that right now. The things I want you to focus on right now are just going to be, obviously, try to be available for that client interview between 5 and 6 o'clock, and then the PIN verification letter. And those are the two biggies. Everything else we could pretty much do without you. yeah, need the client interview. You got to pick your brain, you know, make sure that we're representing you properly, listing you for the right services, and start making some headway on your website. And then that PIN, like I mentioned, there's a 5-digit number on the back of it that we need. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your company. But once you receive that, then we can go live with the account. So that's when we start making money. Between now and then, though, if you could send in, like, company logos, photos. Do you have a logo?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
Okay. Okay, I just want to double check because we do have graphic designers in-house that could help you with that if you didn't. But, yeah, okay. Send in the logo, send in the photos, obviously the PIN verification when it comes through, and be available for that client interview. Now, I'm here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? There is a 24/7 customer service department available to you at any time, okay? It's the same phone number. You'll find it attached to every text and email. It just won't have the extension. If I'm currently on a call, your call won't come through. You'll get automatically connected to a customer service rep. If it's not something that they can help you with or if you don't want to work with them, just, you know, leave a message and then I'll call you back as soon as I can, okay?
Okay.
Just to give you expectation on that, okay, proper expectation. That concludes our initial setup process. So I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. Looking forward to a long and profitable business relationship with you. If you can, share my information with Sean so that way he knows that we're here and available, here to help him with anything that has to do with his online marketing as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks again, Michael. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and then we'll circle back with you between 5 and 6 for that client interview, okay?
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.